the Monday walk right in, of course, means the regular visit of Frank Rowntree, Sheffield's Health Education Officer. Frank, I understand that a circular has been sent out of late around the countryside about the importance of hospital visiting. Have you any comments to make about this?
Oh, yes, this was a circular sent out by the central department in London to hospitals and hospital management committees about the importance of visiting and the changing of visiting hours. Needs and interests have, of course, changed over time. One can remember way back before the National Health Service when visiting hours were often very, very short indeed. In fact, children's visiting hours sometimes didn't exist at all or were limited to perhaps a quarter or half an hour at the weekend. Our view has changed now, particularly as we understand the needs of children who are isolated in hospital. And there have been moves over the years to extend visiting hours and make them more flexible to fit in with the needs of the visitors, working parents, mums and dads and so on, people who have to travel long distances. And this recent circular is really a development on that. But you know, there are two sides to this question. It is important that children in hospital should be visited, that they should have contact maintained with their relatives and friends and family, particularly if they're going to stay in hospital for a long time. But also one's got to take into account the needs of the hospital and the patients, not just the patient who's being visited, but other patients in the ward as well. It may not be convenient for the hospital to have visitors at particular times of the day, not just because they're being difficult and awkward, but medical routines do have to go on. Every patient is entitled to privacy, and it could well be, for instance, that an emergency patient is admitted to a hospital and the doctor has to take a detailed case history. Now, this may involve the asking of a lot of personal and intimate questions. If there's a visitor at the next bed, they may be able to overhear, and so the doctor's got to say, "Would you mind going out?" The visitor then would resent it. It may be that a patient has to have dressings changed. Again, this can be quite an intimate procedure, and although screens can be placed around the bed, nonetheless what's happening can be overheard and to a certain extent the activity seen by people nearby. And again, the patient's visitors in the next beds would be asked to go. This can be avoided by making arrangements in advance with the sister. They are helpful. They realise that many people do have long distances to travel and that they can't keep to the set visiting hours. But sister and doctor in the ward also know the needs of the individual patient being visited. It may be that they don't want visitors too often. If you've had an operation, if you're feeling ill, it is very difficult to keep up conversation for a long time. So one's got to strike a balance between the two things, the medical needs of the patient who's being visited and other patients in the ward and the hospital routine, and the importance of this regular contact. If we have a bit of give and go on both sides, there are no problems. The hospitals certainly want to play their part, and I'm sure that visitors who have got a relative ill in hospital will want to do their bit as well to make sure that everything works smoothly and successfully in the interests of everyone.